Hello and welcome to this weekend's edition of All Things Spiritual. I'm your host, Keith Allen, joined with registered nurse Renee, who always comes to us and shares with us her knowledge and experience of 35 plus years in the healthcare profession, treating people, loving people. And her wish for you is to learn something that you can apply to your life now. Now, today, nurse, I'm very excited about today's program. You had mentioned something about the heart. And you know, we've all heard of people being upset and brokenhearted, but is there a truth to the science that somebody can die of a broken heart?
That is exactly the topic of the week because of a very interesting experience I had this week at the hospital. There was one of the nurses that a very young lady that suddenly gripped her chest, started complaining of chest pain, became short of breath, diaphoretic, and had all the signs of having a heart attack. And so naturally, we ran her down to the emergency room and they began to immediately do all their necessaries. Now, mind you, this is a young, beautiful nurse and that she doesn't sit any of the criteria for having a heart attack. Well, several hours later, she was admitted to the hospital, and the next day I went up to see her to see what had happened, and I found out that she was diagnosed with Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, a very fancy word for the name of a broken heart.
Wow. Well, that's a lot of pressure, I'm sure, and a lot of strain, and that's exactly what takes place when you lose a loved one.
Well, you know, I just said, are you kidding me? Because I didn't realize that this old cliche of people saying that you broke my heart. Now, I know that it was something that you could feel inside, you know, but I didn't know that it was a reality. Physiologically, the heart can be broken and the heart can suddenly stop pumping blood in an otherwise healthy person by sudden emotional trauma. So when you get the right mix of toxic grief and stress hormones that come to the heart suddenly, you can trigger the heart to actually stop beating, and it mimics a typical heart attack. So the stuff of legends is actually a reality in our world and can be seen in a chest x-ray, but in an MRI or any of the other things that we do, you can actually see that the heart has been broken. Now, it turns out that this nurse had had a bit of bad news about a man she felt sure that she was going to marry, and this news would definitely qualify him as not being marriage material. Now, you have to realize that we had spent many hours planning the wedding, and I actually had picked out my dress, but there was going to be no wedding, and my friend was now in the hospital with a broken heart.
Wow.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes.
You know, the grief that's associated, like I had just mentioned just a moment ago, with anybody losing a loved one. I lost my dad very tragically and suddenly of that thing, a heart attack. And it was definitely a lot of grief. And I almost felt like moments that I wanted to die myself. But you hear of people that have been, you know, together for just a long time, spouses specifically, and just in long-term relationships where, you know, the dependency is just so amazing. Like if that person's heart stops beating, well, that other person just moments or even days later, you've heard of that sometimes, right?
Absolutely. And it's absolutely true because the accumulation of grief is such an emotional trauma on that person that they actually can go into the syndrome of a broken heart. So now, can a person really die from a surge of emotional trauma? And the resounding answer to that was yes. And there was a Dr. Weinstein, an assistant professor of medicine in the division of cardiology at Johns Hopkins Hospital. And he reflected on this very question after treating hundreds of people with a broken heart. And he wrote an article and in 1999, and the consensus of it was, the article was simply called The Broken Heart Syndrome. And the consensus was, yes, the broken heart is really real. And yes, you can actually die from having your heart broken. But it does take a traumatic event. Just like you said, Keith, a loss of a parent, a death of a spouse, even a death of a pet or anything that that to you is a significant emotional trauma, it actually comes out, it can come out into the heart at a stress such at a level that is 30 times higher than what a normal patient would experience. By that, I mean that the sudden surge of hormones that hits the heart is 30 times higher than what we normally walk around with. The excessive adrenaline actually causes the heart to stop. But unlike a heart attack, the cells of the heart are not killed, but they are just temporarily rendered dysfunctional.
Wow. So it just suspends.
Yes.
And that also can cause death, obviously.
Yes, it can. You know, depending on the correct treatment that you receive, you can actually die from it if it is not treated properly. But the thing about the broken heart syndrome is these individuals tend to come around and to rejuvenate quickly, while somebody who has a true heart attack has cells in their heart that have actually died. But here's the thing. The deal is this. You jog 3 or 4 times a week. You watch your diet. You give up dessert. You go to church. You seem like you're doing all the right things. But it's come to my attention and the attention of so many of us in the medical field that if you do not pay attention to another critical component in your life, and that is your emotional health, all that you've done before has gone to waste.
That is the truth of the matter. Well, that concludes today's broadcast. Thanks so much, nurse.
Thank you for listening, and I appreciate all of you, and don't take a single thing in life for granted, especially those who listen and are listeners and favorites of ours. We appreciate you, and thank you so much again.
ATSradio.com is where you can find us on the World Wide Web. That's ATSradio.com. For Nurse Renee, I'm Keith Allen, wishing God's best in your life.